Hey, welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, broadcasting to you tonight via not just bbsradio.com, wonderful radio programming that you can certainly become active in, engaged in with all the hosts and all the archives. There's wonderful things to do on BBS Radio. Also, we are broadcasting live tonight over the internet, and you might see us on www.love528.com. That's love528.com, and the big news is Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O, coming up in just about 10 days, I understand. Yes, indeed, we are absolutely in crunch time with Concert for the Living Water, and everything is actually fabulous. If you consider the whole picture, of course, we commonly get bogged down a little bit in these little issues of communication challenges and those kinds of personality conflicts that end up happening. And part of the lesson of Concert for the Living Water is literally to be able to transcend those types of challenges that face humanity that unfortunately has helped to degrade what the issues are that we are able to face and effectively remedy. The urgencies facing humanity, the pollution, the petrochemical intoxication, the vaccination, all of the solutions to all of these problems are readily available through the liquid crystal superconductor, the juice of the universe, the creative juice that is the living water. So LiveH2O.org, if you have not seen that yet, that's happening news right now. I have a few little things to share with you about some of the challenges that we have been facing, particularly with flu, with the swine flu, the avian flu recombination that's currently taking place. The World Health Organization's positioning right now is that we're going to have the big one, or certainly a huge pandemic coming, and that they're preparing to figure out how to inform the world. And the Barack Obama administration has already advanced the Bush administration's plan for injecting every American with 3 flu vaccines by the fall. Those are issues that are urgent that we really should talk about tonight, particularly given the fact that I've just posted last night a brand new YouTube documentary, about a 10-minute segment, basically that shares with you the Anglo-American flu genocide. It's a brand new video. You might want to watch it. It's on YouTube. Type into the YouTube search engine Anglo-American flu genocide, and you'll come up with what we just posted last night. So I want to, first of all, take this opportunity to thank our sponsors and then give it up to the creator tonight. First of all, I want to thank, besides BBS, I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment that is unsurpassed. I highly recommend or endorse. I've been involved with a lot of the developments on that, in that store of the products therein. I work with some of the people that are producing those products, including our brother, Dr. Medicine Wolf, who has produced for us some of the finest products in the world. In fact, I am absolutely certain they are, because I don't know too many products that actually rejuvenate you and reduce your aging process and make you younger, actually increase your longevity dramatically and your energy dramatically. I'm talking about Love Minerals. I'm talking about Zeolife, and I'm talking about Primo Life. Those are wonderful products that I've been taking now for about 6 months, and I'll tell you, it is awesome. You know, the whole thing comes down to uplifting the body's spirit. Literally, all the healing, all the sustaining happens because of the Holy Spirit flow, and we now know, based on the scientific revelations and the evolution in consciousness and awareness, not just from the theological domain, but from the scientific domain, we now know that electrons literally is the juice that comes out of the hydrogen in the water throughout the universe. That's what causes all energy to manifest, happen, whether it's my voice or the blinking of my eye to the electrical signals that are bringing you this program tonight. All of the electricity that's flowing through the copper wires, that is electrons. And all of the electrons throughout the whole universe have virtually one main source, and that is water, hydrogen. So, you know, part of what we're doing with Live H2O and why I'm going to share with you tonight some of the issues, the urgencies that we've got to really seriously consider as we move through this now time of revelation, of prophecy, fulfillment, the singing of a new song, Revelation 14:1, that we're going to be doing together as a unified family in marrying our hearts to the universal solvent, to the creative juice, to the Creator, in giving thanks and praise and joy to our glorious Creator who has created this magnificent creative juice, the water that flows to your bloodstream. And that this whole concept of uplifting this Holy Spirit within us, that's what electrons are capable of doing. In essence, if you consider spirituality as energy, if you consider prayer and how powerful it works, you have to consider the physics of it, the dynamics of it, the electromechanics of it. And when you do that, you get into electron dynamics, you get into where water literally gives us sustenance. And so this concept of live H2O, concert for the living water, being here now, coming just in now 10 days. And if you have not scheduled on your calendars to go out there and make a difference, visit your lakes, your rivers, your streams, go to the ocean, bring your family and friends, gather together, bring your computer and a wireless connect. Or if you're home, just get on the internet and you'll see 24 hours of programming on Saturday the 21st from around the world. I'm sorry, Sunday. That's Sunday the 21st. That's the holy day. That's the spirit-filled day. Friday the 18th. I'm sorry, I'm getting all this confused. It's Thursday night the 18th is the first evening kickoff where Dr. Masaru Emoto is going to be with us here in Laguna Beach, and I'll have the privilege of presenting Dr. Emoto with the People's Live H2O Award for Humanitarian Science for his magnificent contributions in the field of water, water resonance, and structuring of water from prayer. On Friday, the 19th of June, we're going to be having a full day of speakers that deal with every aspect, every urgency that's critical right now to humanity, whether it's petrochemical intoxication of your bodies or whether it's petrochemical pollution of our environment. The reality is that we've got to do something about it, and we have all the answers. All of the answers right now rely on water, whether it's hydrogen fuel that can take our cars and make them run on water with no pollution, to the silver hydrosols like OxySilver that has the capacity to completely eliminate all infectious diseases from planet Earth. A simple mineral water that's charged with a lot of love can do that. Whether we're talking about the starvation and dehydration in the third world nations, and even here in the United States, there's a lot of people that are so dehydrated and because of it so sick. Well, you know what? It's not about water wars. It's not about predicting and prophesying the next great war is going to be over water. There's no shortage of water anywhere. We're bringing in experts right now on liveh2o.tv. You can go on there and watch the programming streaming right now on www.liveh2o.tv. If you aren't watching this program and me right now, I'd send you right there. And the reality is when you go there among the streaming video, you'll watch is that we can now harvest water from the air. It's happening all over the world. People who have this technology now have been advancing it for many, many years. And now we have the capacity to bring water to places where there was none, and fresh water and purified water to places where that have unpure, contaminated, and unfortunately not enough water. So these are the urgencies that face planet Earth. All the remedies are available right now in water, the creative juice, the liquid crystal superconductor. And that's mostly what your body is made of. So give praise to the Creator for the creative juice inside of you. So I want to thank Healthy World Store for bringing you these types of products that literally make the electrons flow in your body. The most powerful one that I've been on by Dr. Medicine Wolf is called Love Minerals. Love, L-O-V-E, Minerals. I think you can go to loveminerals.com. Or it might be .net, and you'll find Love Minerals. It's certainly available on healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. Check out Love Minerals there, and also Zeolife. If you understand that your body right now has been intoxicated and polluted, and you're looking for the best possible way to detox, use not simple chelation. Use chelation and clathration that is best accomplished with a product called Zeolite. Not Zeolite. It's generations more advanced than Zeolite products, and they're very good. Very powerful they are. But if you want the most powerful and best, get Zeolite and start to pull the toxins out of your body effectively so that you can resonate optimally with the frequency vibrations of divinity. That electron has got to flow, and it can't be blocked. And why it's urgent, I'm going to be sharing with you tonight some of the urgencies that you and I must face now with having the revelations in this extremely important time in history upon us. Well, gee whiz, we've got some very clear and very important decisions to make, including what it is that we're going to be doing, whether we're going to be living or dying, whether it is we're going to be choosing life or choosing death. And so I want to share some of those issues with you tonight. But again, before we do, let me give it up to our Creator. You know, folks, I want to thank you so much all these years that you've supported us, and I want to thank the Creator for blessing our ministry, the Royal Bloodline of David, and the organizations that support us. Again, many of your purchases have gone through tithes to support and gifts and grants to support our organizations. There are several ministries, some in Africa, that we've been supporting. Thursday night's event, the 18th, is going to be supporting Afghanistan children who have been victimized by the hideous atrocities that are ongoing under the guise of national security and world stability. I'm talking about the Afghanistani wars that have decimated the people and the structures there. So Thursday night's event here in Laguna Beach, California, is going to be a fundraiser where we'll have Dr. Emoto on hand and very, very many other beautiful people on hand to share in the celebration. But it's really a serious matter. We have children. We have people. We have people who are impoverished worldwide and sick worldwide and needlessly dying worldwide. And so it becomes real to us when we understand we are all in this together. Just like right now, you're in divine human communion when you understand the creative juice, when you understand in the beginning there was a creator, there was the water, and that water, that liquid crystal juice, superconductor of love frequency vibrations, is in your body and you are communing with the universe right now. In other words, it's just like the kingdom of heaven being near. That's the musical mathematical matrix of energy, of universal totality, of frequency, of creativity. That is very real. It's very here. It's very now. It's, in fact, you wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for that. And so that's a reality. And the fact is that there are many brothers and sisters of ours in this literally divine human family that need your support. And so part of what this whole transition is about understanding that giving is receiving. And what goes around comes around. As you sow, so shall you reap. Giving is receiving. And you know what? The most fabulous giver of all, the most magnificent contributor in the entire universe, is our glorious Creator. So let me give it up now for our glorious Creator. If you join me, that would be a great blessing. Thank you. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you so much for everything, for the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, everything that sustains us, uplifts us, and allows us to serve you to the best of our ability in optimal health, happiness, and prosperity in all ways. That is your covenant by faith and trust. We give you our faith, our hearts, and by that we are inscribed into the book of life and sustenance and prosperity in all ways. And you tell us to ask you for giving us what we need as long as we're faithful and prayerful and wishing to serve you. Well, we do. Everyone listening tonight is blessed to have the opportunity to request that you optimally bless us with your love, with your sustenance, with your capacity to empower us to be at your front lines of the peacemakers on this planet, to bring about peace where there is not, to bring about health and freedom where there is enslavement and where there is disease. Thank you for so much for giving us the living water, and please, Heavenly Creator, bless everyone to participate in Concert for the Living Water coming up on the 19th through the 21st of June. Thank you so much, Creator, for all the blessings that you give us, all the prospering in all ways, and again, for the health, for the safety, for the angels of protection. Thank you for eternity and our inscription into your book of life eternally. So there you have it. In Yeshua's name, I praise you, and thanks, folks, for sharing in that prayer tonight. Now, I've got some challenges to share with you folks. I really do. This is very, very important. What I'm about to tell you is very, very sad. But it's also perfect. It's perfect for the time in which we live. It's perfect for the fact that, you know, in your own life, you've probably never learned a lesson except for the school of hard knocks that stuck with you because of that school of hard knocks. It is a standard observable human behavior. And I say human as opposed to superhuman. My thesis is that you are superhuman. My thesis is that since you have 80% of your body composed of the living water, that Jesus said, come drink of me, I am the living water. That the creative juice in Genesis tells you, in the beginning there was this water, and without it there would be not you and nothing else. So the reality is that you and I have got to sing praises and glory to the Creator for the sustenance, this living water, and at the same time, look at what's happening to it, including the water in our own bodies, and begin to ask some questions about what are we going to do about this. You know, we've got this avian flu currently expanding, says the World Health Organization, and that the reality is that this has been seeded. Again, please go on to YouTube. Watch the special report I did at the end of April when the first Mexican flu outbreak was discussed, and that the question becomes, who's doing this and why are they doing it? Profiteering off of humanity's suffering is insufficient cause for this type of genocide. There's a lot of ways to make money without taking out global populations. So depopulation is certainly part of the agenda, and that's consistent with the book of Revelation. We're looking at about half to at least two-thirds, as much as two-thirds of the world's population are about to be taken out. Not so much just alone by the swine flu, avian flu recombinant, but the other issues of looking at radiation and looking at toxicity and pollution, all of these ways that the environment and our own bodies are being degenerated. We have to look seriously at how do we get out of this mess? And the answer is that, you know, particularly having worked as I have over the last, actually a couple years, and heavily the last several months on the Concert for the Living Water and interacting with hundreds of people, I answer about 300 emails a day. And I'm now witnessing there's approximately 36 or so venues that are listed, and I'm now engaged with probably about 14 or 15 other ones worldwide. There was just yesterday, there was 7 new venues that haven't even been added to the website yet that I've been informed that have been now organized in the last 2 weeks in South America alone. So having worked with a lot of people, I can tell you that the tragedy is that we have lost the ability, largely, to interact as loving human beings, capable, worthy of producing miracles. You know it and I knew it. You know it, that humanity has degenerated. Everything from the language that we speak, which have you've read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and you've understood from even the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that the English language was reversed alphanumerically from the sacred languages of Hebrew, ancient Aramaic, and Sanskrit. And that those languages held a resonance, an energy when you spoke them or when you sang them, that had this capacity for divine human communion, that the energy would coming down from the Creator, from the heavenly throne, and up through the earth, Mother Earth, with a vibrating essence, ultimately goes through your own body water and uplifts us. Well, you know, the divine human communion should be reflected in my respect for you and your respect for me. Really, I need to respect you, given the fact that your body is about 80% water. I've got to respect you as a little god and a little goddess. And you know, that's not far off from what the Bible talks about, because in the days of old, if you remember correctly, when the Creator said about creating Adam, he told his friends the Elohim, the gods plural, that is, the gods with little g's, that, hey, let us produce man in our image, says Genesis. So this concept that we are people who are more than human, we are potentially superhuman, and that yet we have not been able to express that. The principal reason is the energy vibration of even our language has been reversed. If you remember how to disempower people in the Bible, the Creator used the foreign tongues, basically confusing the tongues. And as a result of the confusion of the tongues, what happened is that people could no longer communicate, community, divine human communion with this interpersonal family that's available to us. Somehow we got lost. And so I want you to know that I, as a behavioral science expert, Harvard trained, that was my area of expertise, having spent the last several months doing my best to really work with all sorts of people, and I have found consistently, sadly, that we have no capacity any longer to really get it together on this planet without divine intervention. That even our friends and colleagues who are loving and lighthearted and intelligent and reasonable and rational, I'll tell you something, studying what has been going on is beyond rationale. It's beyond reason. It's beyond anything. And so, you know, it's kind of like when Jesus said, there will come a time when you will be on this planet, but no longer of it. That time is now. There's a time that we can't even conceive of how degenerated it has become. And that's now. So you know, again, when you talk about learning from the school of hard knocks, when you look at your own life and the lessons that you've learned mostly the hard way, and that you've remembered because they were painful lessons when you learned them. Well, gee whiz, that's what's happening planet-wide now. And so when you understand, first of all, that the people with whom we, in whom we have entrusted our health and our children's lives, the public health officials and the vaccine industrialists, the politicians that present the legislation that empowers the global industrialists, the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel that is conducting genocide under the guise of public health and national security, we give them our faith and trust in what happens. It's virtually pagan. It's like there's only one source that you could give your faith and trust over to, and it's not Dr. Leonard Horowitz. It's the Creator of the universe. And so the reality is we have really made false deities out of everything that we're witnessing. The medical deities are a classic example of that. And now we have legislated, demanded, three vaccines for every American coming this fall, according to the Bush plan and the Barack Obama administration. And, of course, who's the wicked witch in the White House right now is Hillary, and what's she about? She's been at the forefront of this alleged health care reform, which is genocidal acceleration maximum. So that this is really about how to take the populations out most profitably and effectively and covertly, silently, untraceably, so that there's no liability, you see. And that's the way it is today when you look at what the laws are, what the laws have become, and where we are now being about to be quarantined, about declared emergencies and then injected, infected, intoxicated by drugs at the will and whim of the public health official from your state. That is the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. That's been legislated in almost, in most of the states. Well over 40 states have passed this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act virtually entirely. which means that you lose all your rights. They arrest the Constitution this fall when they declare that there's a pandemic. And they're telling you that. I was in London. I missed last Tuesday night's show. I apologize. I was on an airplane returning back from London. And I can tell you, in London, on the television monitor, constantly was this reminder that this pandemic is circulating and getting worse. And they didn't even have much data to share. I mean, there was like a couple cases in all of England that they had that they alleged was this recombinant of swine flu and avian flu. Well, gee whiz, you know, that's a psychological operation. It's not a real urgency. The psychological operation is to get you into the mental mode for accepting forced vaccinations and quarantines. And that is really the major lethal weapon. If you have oxysilver, I don't worry about the flu. If you have even the normal things that anybody who's into natural medicine, even garlic or vitamin C, you don't really have to worry about the flu. Depends on how much doses. Vitamin C in mega doses is a fabulous antiviral. So you don't have to worry about it. But you know what? A lot of people don't know these simple facts. And a lot of people, unfortunately, can't afford the top-selling silver hydrosols. And so the reality is we've got to look at alternatives. And quite frankly, the most powerful alternative that I can conceive, given this time in history where you can't turn to anything human and get satisfaction, is you've got to turn to the Creator. And that's it. And let me give you the scenario before I come back to this subject of giving faith and trust and prayer over to the Creator at this time. Baxter Corporation has just sold billions of dollars of stockpiled vaccinations for the coming flu to the European nations. The Barack Obama administration that just passed my desk the other day is now spending $3 billion for the vaccinations that they will be using this coming fall. Again, there's going to be three vaccines mandated for every man, woman, and child, I am told, and the news media is heralding, and the experts are advising. Well, you see that the fact is that they've already loosed this beast. If you really study hard and you assemble the evidence, the picture in the puzzle, when the pieces fall together and you see the complete image, what you're looking at is that the Mexican flu was a priming, quote unquote, a priming of the population, a priming of not just the American population or Mexican population, a priming of the world's population, you see, because what they created was recombinant viruses that were highly unstable, that as they would circulate around the planet, they would recombine with other flu viruses, including the avian flu virus that kills 60% of the people that it infects. That's a huge morbidity and huge mortality rate that it presents. And so that I have to tell you that it is certified that the company that has made most of the money, the American-based Baxter Corporation, with links to a Cambus Corporation, which was at the center of the controversy when I published the book, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. You might remember that a Cambus was the organization that was pushing those hideously toxic smallpox vaccines, and by the grace of the Creator, and Ingrid Cassell and Don Harkins and our group of wonderful people, our collaborators, we got the mainstream medical people to wake up and realize that they shouldn't take these ancient, disgusting, despicable, intoxicating smallpox vaccines. So we won that battle. But Acambus was the company that was pushing them. And that the company was also linked to, you remember, the anthrax vaccine maker Bioport. That Admiral Crow from the Navy, the Clinton administration's one of their top executives in the Pentagon, had a major share, over almost 13% share of the whole company, called BioPort LLC, the manufacturers of the anthrax vaccine that was helped by the anthrax mailings. You might remember all of that. And then also you might realize that Baxter Corporation was the company, along with the Bayer Corporation, that put out the HIV-AIDS contaminated blood clotting factor 8. You might recall that besides that, Baxter Corporation also circulated and was sued by class action of thousands of people when tens of thousands were actually injured with the heparin, where they substituted a cheap chemical for the real good top shelf stuff that everybody was paying for. So besides that, the Baxter Corporation has a hideous history, including the production of medical pumps that failed to work and killed a lot of people. Now, given that history that I've just shared with you, add one more thing. Add the fact that they were just cited, indicted, for having sent around through the 18 European nations the avian flu contaminated vaccinations that were used. Those contaminated vaccines that the Baxter Corporation officials, when asked how did this happen, they said, quote, it was an accident, end quote. And that's all they wrote. So the fact is that this virus that supposedly kills 60% of the people that it infects, the avian flu H5N1 virus, has been now disseminated through the European nations. And as the Mexican flu primer and heavily, easily recombining with other flu viruses moves around the world, comes to Europe, what do you think is going to happen when it reaches people and infects people and then recombines in people with the avian flu? That's why now the World Health Organization is in meetings trying to figure out how best to break it to you that we're about to have the big one. So it's been a political agenda, financial agenda, genocidal agenda, essentially a depopulation agenda for a long time that's been unfolding. And if you've been an observer as I have, or if you've attended to my works from emerging viruses, AIDS and Ebola, on through to Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. That's a principal book. You need to read that to really fully understand what is going down here. You really need to read Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And then if you want to really begin to understand this issue of DNA being manipulated into something less than what the Creator had intended, then get the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and you'll see this company, Acambus, and you'll see what I've referenced with regard to the avian flu and the Tyson Corporation and the vying for the global monopoly over the poultry industry, which was the first time we had in 1998. We had H5N1 making the news for the very first time in association, as I indicated in those works, with the Tyson Corporation vying for a global monopoly for poultry industry, killing off the family farmers, the smaller combines and companies that raise the fowl. And so that this is what we're facing. People who have economic and espionage and sabotage, covert operations on behalf of multinational corporations that are advancing these hideous intoxications, biological weaponry, and urgencies now that are facing humanity. So sadly, we've got to look at the reality. And the reality is that this is going to happen. Every expert's saying it's going to happen, and from what I'm looking at, the intelligence that I'm reading, it's going to happen by the fall. Now, there's good news. Let's just transition a little bit to the better news. The better news has to do with what expert scientists have now declared, that during the year 2012, the solar radiations are going to change dramatically. there's going to be a lot of solar flares, some of which, including one that's predicted to hit on December the 21st, 2012, the day the Mayan calendar ends, is a day that we're supposed to receive the full force of a huge solar flare. This past week, also, I received intelligence from a retired Navy physicist. And if you understand naval intelligence and you understand maritime law and you understand who's really controlling the covert operations and intelligence organizations on this planet, you've got to look at the United States Navy, linked to the British Admiralty, and it's Admiralty law in a court of law in the United States. It's British maritime law. The power is in the Marine and the issues. You know, like yellow submarine, we're yellow, fearful, under the water, under the maritime control. And so you have to understand some of this background to realize that the intelligence that I just received from this retired Navy physicist who tells us that we're very, very, very likely to see around 2012 in a dramatic increase in cosmic radiation hitting planet Earth. Because the sun is changing so dramatically, cosmologically, electromagnetically, energetically, it is changing dramatically. And with that change is going to come an increase in not just solar flares, but cosmic radiation in general, as there is a diminishing protection of Earth against the cosmic radiation, according to the scientists. The good news is that's going to kill off all the viruses. Because, you know, ultraviolet light kills viruses. The bad news is that these radiations are also going to impact us. And the only way, really, to seriously prevent your own body chemistry and body temple from being taken out is you've got to go to the light. You've got to get into serious prayer, contemplation, and faith in the source of all sustenance at this point. And then, that's where the plan is moving. That is where the great news exists. The plan has always been there. Jesus talked about the plan. Moses gave you the laws of the plan. The burning bush gave the laws which said there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven to be in love and engaged in the full laws of the universe, which is this mathematical matrix where one and one is always two. You know, I'm combining theology and scientific understanding now and mathematical proofs to basically appeal to you to realize that you are a digital, that's mathematical, biology, holographic, bio-holographic, biology and holography. You're a digital bio-holographic precipitation, like rain, made of water. Precipitation, crystallization, liquid crystal superconductor, the creative juice, the liquid crystal, water. So you're a crystallization and miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations in water right now. Although it's not as wet as that the dolphins are experiencing, take my word for it, the science is very clear. You'd be dead if it wasn't for the water around you and inside you right now. So we're really looking at the fact that salvation rests in the living water, in the Creator's creative juice. So that's this concept as we're evolving now into concert for the living water that you have to keep in mind. But also, the fact is that the revelations that have been coming. Count 42 months from December 21st, 2012, and you hit June 21st, 2009. That's in about 12 days when we're scheduled together to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously, energetically deliver this entire planet back spiritually to the Creator. And as you and I do that, if you've been noticing, there's been an exponential multiplying, exponential acceleration of the synchronicities of the divine appointments and the prayers manifesting quickly in your own lives. If you are connected to this family that I'm talking about here, this divine human family. I know you've been experiencing that. I just came back, as I said, from London. There was about 450 people in the room when I asked the question, how many of you have been experiencing that? And almost everybody in the room raised their hands. A lot of conscious people in the world today who are waking up. And that awakening, that enlightenment, that edification of the congregation, uplifted the intelligence and the understanding of how we can be miracle workers and transform not just our own bodies, but everything on this magnificent planet. For what purpose? The purpose of your life is only two simple things that you're alive for. You want meaning in life? Here's the meaning. You want to love and care and share and serve another human being in some meaningful way. If you get sick and you're down and out and you're dependent on somebody else, then guess what? You can't serve somebody else. You got to be cared for. So it's not about getting sick, is it? Meaning in life doesn't come from popping magic pills to cure every ill and getting sicker and sicker from the toxicity. Beyond that, serving the Creator maximally, having a divine relationship, going home to where the heart is, where the love is. That's where the Creator is. So this concept that there's really simple, two simple things that you want to accomplish in your life that are both served intimately by service and love, particularly love for the Creator, and that's where we're heading right now. You see, the only way for us to walk through this valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, the only way literally for us to transcend this lunacy, this hypocrisy, this toxicity, because it's everywhere. It's even in people, our friends, that we love, that we care for, that we honor and we respect. We see them being largely dysfunctional. So the salvation is not in your friends, it's not in your family. It's inside of you. You are the person, you are the Messiah you've been waiting for. You are the solution to your problems, and your planetary contribution is urgently needed right now. So it's no longer time to just simply idly think about this or debate this or look at, you know, who's right, who's wrong, and what's wrong with Horowitz? Is he an Illuminati because he got knighted? All of that is absolute absurdity. Get a life. Get a real life. You want to live a real life? You've chosen the most powerful, incredible time in Earth's history. Right here, right now. Everything is about to change. The choice to make your life miraculous or die prematurely has never been clearer. It's black and white. You're going to either choose salvation, faith and trust and prayer and divine manifestation, miraculous manifestations included, as a way of being, or you're going to choose an early death. That's my prophecy for tonight. Sad to tell you that that's what it is, but I'm telling you it's also the great thing, because you know what? This thing called life, this physical reality, is given far too much credit. The real reality is eternity, is this universal energy, is this powerful, spirit-filled, loving presence that's inside of you, that flows around obstacles like water, that's oxygenated, delivering element number 8, the uplifting spirit, respiration, re-spiritualization, re-energization from the breath, the yod-heh-vav-heh-yah-prana, the breath of life. So this is the reality. You have an opportunity here to choose reasonably, rationally, sanely, spiritually, versus stupidly. And so that's what the Insight Hour is about, typically. We're constantly harping on that for you and I to set the record straight within our own lives, but I think really we've come now to close to the end of the line here. And this concert for the living water, again, I'm going to share with you the fact that if you participate, and I highly urge you to participate, you'll be lending your heart for something profoundly important. You'll be lending your heart to not just sustaining you and sustaining this planet as we know it, for generations to come, children, our children, their children's children. We're going to literally be blessing the waters to do that. And the power in that, the power in what we're going to be using, which is 528 hertz frequency of love in our music, in our voices, in our chants, in our drumming, worldwide. One human family raising one voice and one intention to produce lasting peace on earth, world health, and universal prosperity in all ways. That's the prayer, that's the mission. The plan is very clear. We have that most advanced physicists and mathematicians and theologians, philosophers, elders, holy persons, and few and far between we have Christian leaders. Few and far between we have Jewish leaders. We have far more Muslim leaders. That tells you something about the hypocrisy of the church and the synagogue today. I say that as a Christian Jew. So the reality is we've got to look at what's happening and who's coming to the table, who's coming to dinner, and who's coming here to this feast, this virtually Last Supper, and that this concept of having a concert dedicated to the living water that's going to not just bless, touch the living waters worldwide, the rivers, streams, lakes, and oceans, but the water inside of you. And that in essence what we're going to create is a global baptism. The energy is going to come out of the water because your body is much smaller than the ocean. If that ocean starts to resonate, as I'm sure it will, with love, the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. That's in Isaiah and in Revelation. Read it. The doors are spiritual gateways. The doors are the doors that opens from your heart to the Creator's heart. The door is the door that opens to the sustenance of the universe. The eternal love that constantly will forever flow. The musical mathematics of miracles, 528 frequency. Do, re, mi, mirigestorum in Latin, miracles in English. That's the miracle tone. We're going to be joining each other on Sunday the 21st to produce a miracle on this planet. If you miss out on this, honestly, we got to pray for you. So, again, please tell your friends, family, do whatever you can to mark your calendars and spread the word. If you've looked at www.liveh2o.org recently, you've seen a lot of changes coming over it. The website right now is fabulous. It's an awesome, awesome educational, spirit-filled place where you can learn about what it is that we're doing and how to participate in the greatest spiritual concert event in history. And that I believe afterwards we're going to be having ousted the beast because of this work from the water. I believe that you know as well as I that everything comes out of the spirit realm first. The physical realm is given, as I said, too much credit. It comes out of the spiritual realm first, and that what we're about to do is resonate the spirit of the living water that's going to touch us dramatically. And so be prepared for the full measure after we sing on the 21st of having the book of Revelation 13, chapter 13 and chapter 14. Where it's going to get really challenging, come to pass. Reread now Revelation 13:5. In the chapter where it talks about ousting the beast from the water, Revelation 13:5 tells you you've got 42 months from that date. And when you count backwards from December 21st, 2012, December 21st, 2012, when the Mayan calendar ends, count 42 months back from that. And you will come to June the 21st, 2009, where we're going to be singing together, ousting the beast together from the living water, the creative juice, creating the love vibration on this planet that shall sustain us and uplift us into the light of love, the crystalline being, into the parallel universe that exists right here, right now, just as the kingdom of heaven does. And that this then fulfills what Jesus, Yeshua, said. He said, a time will come where you will be on this planet, but no longer of it. That time is now. The prayer is about to be spoken. And when it does, please receive this word of loving counsel. You need to prepare yourself in all ways, particularly with faith and trust in the source and prayer, the miraculous creative technology through the spoken word, the lips. So thank you for being with us tonight. I want to thank again our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, for bringing you the Inside Hour every week. I want to thank BBS Radio. I want to thank Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family. I want to thank Seth in engineering, who was very kind in putting me on last week, even when I was on a plane, so you didn't miss a beat with the Inside Hour. I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group and Tetrahedron Films. Again, last night I uploaded onto YouTube a Tetrahedron Edge Media film. We're collaborating with wonderful people in England now, the Edge Media folks that run Controversial TV, and did a fabulous service last week by hosting AV2 with Ian, who is a wonderful brother who administered the entire weekend event in London's Heathrow Airport, and we filmed it, and I'm starting to put up segments of my presentation on the YouTube over the internet. You can watch it for free. The first one went up last night. Do go see that. It is called Anglo-American Flu Genocide. Anglo-American Flu Genocide. And I'll be also popping up some additional ones. So I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group, tetrahedron.org, for all the books and tapes and DVDs that we have for you to educate you, uplift you, and help you transform not just yourself, but this entire magnificent planet. Thanks to Tetrahedron Publishing Group and tetrahedron.org. We've been around since actually 1978, making a difference in the world. And I want to also urge you again, go to oxysilver.com. OXYSILVER.com and sign up. Be an affiliate because you'll save lives. It's not just about making money, folks. It's like, you can get a fat man through the eye of a needle. You know that verse by Sting. But, no matter how much money in today's world, it's not about money. You could feed 5,000 with some faith. And men live by more than bread alone, too. So this all spiritual realm of understanding where your money, your currency, current flow of energy, current right here, right now, sea, the ocean, the sea of green, 528 hertz, love frequency. That's the color right here, yellowish green that you're looking at on my shirt. That's 528 love. It's the reason why the botanical world is mostly green, why it's the center of the heart of love of the universe. The energy of the universe, the center of the rainbow. So this is the concept now that we're advancing through the understanding through Live H2O, and that's why 528 hertz frequency is in OxySilver. Get OxySilver. You won't have to worry about the flu. You won't have to worry about infectious diseases. You won't have to get vaccinated. You won't have to get intoxicated. You won't have to worry about all of this fearful fright, which is a psychological operation, thanks to the good old boys. So, besides OxySilver.com, I want to also urge you, go online to the television network that's going to be broadcasting the Concert for the Living Water, LiveH2O.tv, LiveH2O.tv. Go there now, check it out. It's a wonderful, wonderful website that broadcasts now 24/7, 365 days a year. The programming on it is outstanding, and it's all about water. You wouldn't believe it. Most magnificent contributions have come from all over the world, bringing us a full understanding of how we can eliminate all the planet's urgencies just from the living water. So embed a player. If you have a website, please just go to live h2o.org and click on the embed switch, copy the HTML code, put it into your HTML code from your websites, and be part of the live h2o.tv broadcasting community. Thanks so much. Got to end tonight. Stay tuned for our brother Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Thanks very much. Bye for now.